The sayings and parables of Jesus, too, when taken out of their narrative context, could be regarded as sutras, as well as the profound teachings contained in the Tao Te Ching, the ancient Chinese Book of Wisdom. The advantage of the sutra form lies in its brevity. It does not engage the thinking mind more than is necessary. What it doesn't say, but only points to, is more important than what it says. The sutra-like character of the writings in this book is particularly marked in Chapter 1, Silence and Stillness, which contains only the briefest of entries. This chapter contains the essence of the entire book and maybe all that some listeners require. The other chapters are there for those who need a few more signposts. Just like the ancient sutras, the writings contained within this book are sacred and have come out of a state of consciousness we may call stillness. Unlike those sutras, however, they don't belong to any one religion or spiritual tradition, but are immediately accessible to the whole of humanity. There's also an added sense of urgency here,